Good evening, Utah fans, and welcome inside the John M. Huntsman Center, where the Running Utes will take on the St. Thomas Tommies. And the tip has been controlled by the Utes. Raleigh Wooster comes in the front court. High up top, here is Carlson moving it right wing back to Wooster. Skips it up top to Gabe Madsen. Madsen drives, stops the right elbow, fires the jumper and connects. He's on the board first. Skipping it right side, here's Riley Miller. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Well defended up top by Raleigh Wooster. So Raleigh will be the one that defends Miller here in the early going. Here's the drive by Will Engels. Gets under the basket, circles around the basket, circles around the entire key, and a shot clock violation on the first possession for Utah. Brody attacking the paint, kicking up top to Kendall Blue. He'll fire the left corner three and airball it. Utah with the rebound. Here's Raleigh Wooster in the front court. Wide open left angle three. Switch. 18-7. Utah on a run, 10-0 run over the last 4 minutes of play. Gavin Baxter slow to get back as Stefanovic missed the layup, but an offensive rebound by Kay Makeda, who hammers home the dunk for two. Wooster high up top, moving to his left, driving the baseline. Under the basket, finds Marco Anthony. A beautiful play as it was set up by Raleigh Wooster. Found the easy, just waiting there, the easy cut Marco Anthony, who hammers home the two-hand dunk. Right side to Brooks Allen. Shot clock, down to seven. Here's his drive. Brooks Allen down to four. Backing down Wooster down to three. Pump faking and taking the three, but it's blocked by Brandon Carlson, and a shot clock violation will be called. What a great defensive play there by Brandon Carlson. Noticing the shot clock running low, steps up to close out on the three-point shooter, gets the blocked shot. Wooster will trigger. Down low to Carlson, open, and he'll catch and score! What a beautiful pass from Raleigh Wooster, who saw Brandon Carlson, who was wide open under the basket. He threw that ball 60 feet to Carlson, who caught in the air and laid it up at the buzzer. Utah in front by 12, 36-24. This is Utah basketball from Learfield. Marco Anthony catches. Goes up top, left wing to Wooster, swings it to Ben Carlson, right side back to Marco Anthony. Gonna back down his defender, Riley Miller, swing it back up top to Ben Carlson. Catch and shoot, right corner three is good. Marco Anthony in the paint, couple of pump fakes. Going up top to Gabe Madsen, swings to his right, fading from up top, and he banks home the three. And he just turns back around and throws up his, shrugs his shoulders. How did that just go in? Monovich relatively held his check so far, fades in the paint. Can't hit it. Rebound is loose on the deck. Marco Anthony has it. Pump fakes, lays it up, missed it. But Brandon Carlson there for the putback hammer for two. Wilkins Jr. exact takes it away. Coast to coast, what's one? Able to stick the layup. A lot of contact by Ben now. Able to elude it. Get the N1 opportunity. Wooster driving. Kicking to the corner. Stefanovic. Open right corner. Three is down. 9 of 14 from the three-point line. They've already matched the most threes they've hit this season of 9. High up top to Boston Holt. Playing a little weave action right now as Zach catches. Now to Stefanovic. High left wing. Goes to the left elbow to Marco Anthony. Lobbing down to Brandon Carlson. Great position down low on Courtney Brown. All he had to do was just spin and score. Here's Andrew Rohde. Picking up top to Zani Lee. Handing off to Ryan Duvall. Coming off the curl, going right side. It's picked up by Stefanovic, and a foot race. Stefanovic is going to rise and hammer it home for the one-hand flush. Utah gets the victory, knocking off St. Thomas by a final of 95-66.